Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night.
So we're willing to go back out on the street. We had 45 applicants the last time. And I saw only two or three that I really felt comfortable with. Ed Spears is one of them. So everybody goes, we need a city manager with city manager experience. Well, out of the last five, only one had city manager experience. And that was Scott Collins.
As in, it's not a guarantee of anything. Scott Collins, of course, was the person who was hired and unhired and hired again and then quit. So Jeff Snow there at City Milton at the meeting last week talking about the prospect of hiring a city manager or going out for a headhunter. Those are the options they're going to talk about tonight. Either going out and hiring a headhunter, you know, somebody to go out and do recruiting, or just taking basically Ed Spears, who was as in-house and had been the economic development director and then just recently got promoted to the assistant city manager and clearly is the person that Randy Jorgensen likes to replace him, you know, to kind of groom his replacement. And Jeff even asked him specifically about that.
I don't believe Randy would have put him in the assistant manager position in case we haven't hired somebody if he couldn't do the job. Can you answer that?
That's true.
And I have checked with, even back before, I checked with all the senior staff just about, and I've rechecked with most of them again. They all are fully confident that this man can do it.
Remember, the senior staff was very troubled by some of the things that Scott Collins was saying right before the end. We've already discovered issues that he seemed to have created that now have to be dealt with or uncreated or just lived with. Randy had left, and they hired Scott, and that created all kinds of problems, and now Randy is back, and Randy is trying to create a path to succession for Ed Spears, especially given all of the hubbub that took place over the last year, everything from, you know, firing Don Molinaro, trying to fire Alex Andrade, and not getting support from the council. That's the mayor tried to get him fired. And then this investigation against Mayor Lindsay, a recommendation of investigation against Mayor Lindsay, and now the lawsuit to compel her to provide sunshine records. I mean, there's all kinds of drama in Milton. So what's the city council recommendation? Well, Roxanne Meese and Sherry Sebastio both said, yeah, let's look at Ed Spears on a trial basis. Let's give him, kind of Jeff Snow's idea was, let's give him 6 months and see how it goes.
I just hate to spend that much taxpayer money when we've got someone that's perfectly capable right here.
Yeah, tens of thousands of dollars, potentially.
I don't want to spend any more money either.
That's Roxanne Meese and Sherry Sebastio. And then Randy Jorgensen says, let's do a special called meeting. So then that's what they're going to do tonight. At the Thursday meeting last week, Randy explained that, you know, I don't believe in leaving an area, an organization without a transition in place. And this is my plan.
You shouldn't leave an organization without future direction at a staff level. I would not have asked for you to first establish and second to allow me to make the decision to place someone there if I didn't think that that was an avenue that was available to provide that continuity.
Right. He's done what he's done in order to create that continuity. And by the way, y'all, the people who are out there in this industry, city managers, they're aware of how much of a mess we are. And getting them to come here is going to be hard.
When it comes to the headhunters, that's another approach. It's a viable approach. But I do want to add that the recent experience that the city has had in regard to retaining a city manager for a period of time, it's not been a good experience. You all know that. So does everybody out there that works within this industry.
Seasons 1 through 3 of Days of Our Milton is well known in my industry. We are aware. They are aware. And so
the ability of the city to attract someone that I think all of you would look at and say, wow, that's the guy, I think has been further diminished by that experience in the last year.
So a year ago, we had, let's call it a B chance of getting somebody, although at that point, I think maybe even a C, given the drama prior to last year. Now it's a D or an F. Like, it's we're really not getting good grades in terms of our reputation, so that's going to hinder it even more for us to get somebody to come in here and do this job to replace me when I retire fully, permanently, in 3 months or so. We'll come back to this in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Andrew, we're looking pretty good on our roadways this morning, not showing any accidents or major slowdowns. If you're coming in from Pacer Milton, you're clear all the way into town. Coming in from Cantonment, Highway 29 is all clear as well. And Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not showing any slowdowns all the way into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the discussion Randy Jorgensen was having with the city council on Thursday about the meeting tonight. There's always drama, but the drama's not important, particularly for this story. Just that all the drama means that most of the qualified, competent city managers who are out there are aware of it and aren't going to want to come to Milton to work.
The news as it relates to finding someone to fill this position for a prolonged period of time has not been great. And to ask someone to say, you know, I think that's the ideal place for me to move my family and establish my residency for a long period of time, I think that might be a significant challenge. So just want to mention that because I think it's out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Scott Collins did it thinking he could tame the beast and thinking he could run the ship well and eliminate Days of Our Milton because the drama would go away, and he didn't even last but, what, 2 months, I think, a month? You know, like, it's not that easy.
I continue to have friends within this industry, and some of them say, I wouldn't do that job. And that's so that makes it that much tougher to have someone in this line of work be successful. And you should know that because it's true.
It's going to be hard to find anybody. And so we spend lots of money to get not even great candidates necessarily. And that's why Jeff Snow says, let's not waste that money on headhunters. Sherry Sebastio.
I do feel like that that it's better to have somebody in-house.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so my expectation tonight is, I would say this, last year, the council, which splits into a 6-2 voting blocks typically, okay? The two that vote with Mayor Heather Lindsay, although she doesn't vote unless there's a tie, Marilyn Farrow, Mike Cusack, who tend to vote with the Pitchfork Posse, that's kind of their group, and then the rest of the board, which is typically six, had been five for a while, but anyway, Sherry Sebastio coming back on that board, and I know Gavin Hawthorne had been a little bit of a swing vote for a while, but anyway, it's six, okay, now. They weren't at the beginning sure that Ed was the right person. I mean, they picked Scott Collins over him, and some of them hadn't prioritized him top three, if I remember correctly. I think given all of the totality of circumstances since then, I think this is going to easily pass 6-2, and Ed is going to be the interim city manager, trainee, whatever designation they come up with for his post, and he'll be working directly with Randy for the next 3 months, and then after that, and then they'll come back and evaluate it. There might be some difference in language. There might be a slightly different way that they style all of that, but I think that's going to wind up being the outcome. The only question between here and there is how much drama, how much crazy allegations from the public or from Marilyn Farrow or Mike Cusack, or, you know, how much they're going to work to really sabotage the thing that they had worked previously to sabotage. And so, you know, that's tonight. We'll see. 619 here on News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you want to get great expert counsel on whether now is the right time, when is the right time, what about rates, what about market conditions, what about geography? You know, are there some places where it'd be a wiser or not as wise place to build or to buy or to sell or to, you know, like all of that stuff, even buying from a home builder? You might think, well, that's easy. Just go to the home builder. I don't know. Christina Leavenworth, she talks on Pep Talk about how, you know, she can work with the builders even and get them to buy down the points on your loan. Like, there are things that can be done even with them because the builders are eager to sell, right? The market is not the same for everybody as it was 2 years ago. So if you're thinking about buying or selling or adding a home to your portfolio, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You promised me that you would never say that name.
What? Humperdinck? Humperdinck! Humperdinck! Humperdinck!
Stiggin!
Humperdinck! 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 Humperdinck!
I'm not listening!
I was only walking through your neighborhood, saw your light on honey in the cold. I stood anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are.
My mother would say to me, don't you ever let anybody tell you who you are. You tell them who you are. Don't ever carry as a personal burden your capacity to do whatever you dream and aspire to do based on other people's limited ability to see who can do what.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in front of Asian American Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander student event. The AANHPISE, in case you weren't familiar with the acronym. I don't know. Anyway, that wasn't the comment that got attention. This was the comment that got attention.
This is part of what's involved, is that we have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. Sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that door down. Excuse my language.
We're going to make t-shirts with that saying, kick the door down.
Do we? Are you eager for, I don't know, what, a year of Joe Biden and then 3 years of... I don't know. Just a thought. Is that the... everybody swears now. Swearing's just normal. You know, it's cool. It's hip. It's awkward. You can kind of tell when somebody doesn't swear much in public and then all of a sudden they do and they don't know what to do with themselves. Like, they're a little embarrassed about it afterwards.
And you need to kick that door down.
I did it. They're clapping. This worked for me. Thank goodness. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David...
Well, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is scheduled to be back in a British courtroom today. He spent years fighting extradition to the U.S. Ex-Donald Trump lawyer Michael Cohen expected to be back on the witness stand today as his hush money trial is nearing an end. Closing arguments, they say, could be as soon as tomorrow. And Ed Dwight, the man who was supposed to be the first black astronaut more than six decades ago, is now gone to space. The Blue Origin flight flew six people into space last night, and that included Ed Dwight.
Command engine start 210. Ignition. And liftoff.
Sounds like that must have been audio from inside their capsule there.
Okay.
But, yeah, Ed White, I believe, wasn't he also the sculptor that did...
You've exceeded my own knowledge base here, sir.
I believe he's the sculptor that did a statue here in Pensacola. He was here not long ago. I'm trying to remember the story, but, you know, I've got that goldfish memory, one side of the bowl to the other, and it's gone.
Very good.
But no, very interesting, and interesting that he was able to get into space now.
David, thanks so much for the update. 625 here on News Radio Pensacola. Somebody says, Andrew, why am I waking up to that laugh? Come on, man. It's a Bidenism reaction. Somebody else says, good morning, Andrew and Jimmy. Question, you keep using the term pitchfork posse. Can you elaborate why you use that term and who they are? Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. There was a group of people, particularly in Milton, but also they came to the Santa Rosa County Commission, which is also in Milton. And what they were most eager about was to prevent the construction of the wastewater treatment plant on the site that is overlooking where they live in Cooper's Basin off of Blackwater River. And not just that issue, but other issues as well. Strident, angry, loud, opinionated, none of which bothers me. But just kind of over time, that's what they reminded me of. And I think Romy White from South Santa Rosa News, I can't remember who created the term. She might have. I just don't remember. Anyway, I thought it was, you know, like the group with the pitchforks and the lanterns and the torches, and they're coming after, you know, the danger to the society. That's what they kind of remind me of. So they actually, I don't think they even mind the term. I think they've kind of embraced it now. So it's kind of funny. But there's just a group of citizens, basically, that's who that is. 626 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you were heading eastbound on 98 this morning, you can expect to see some traffic building up before Windhaven Beach after the Navarre Beach Causeway there. And everything else looking pretty clear this morning coming into Pensacola. If you're coming in from Pace or Milton, you shouldn't expect to see any slowdowns over the bridge and into town. And if you're coming in from Cantonment, US 29 is looking all clear into town this morning. If you see anything on the roadway, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. 627 here on News Radio Pensacola. If you're thinking about that next vehicle or putting off thinking about that next vehicle, which I think is a common enough thing, I want you to play a game. Okay, play a game. Start looking around while you're driving this morning. I mean, you're paying attention to me. You're paying attention to the road. Also look for the bumper stickers and license plate frames. I just want you to give a peek. Okay, look at the car and see if you don't see a Frontier Motors license plate frame or bumper sticker, or maybe both. And the reason I say this is because, you know, Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. You've probably heard other people recommend them. But just see how many people around you are driving cars from Frontier that are happy about it. And what you'll discover is in the first day or two of you do this, you'll see a couple, maybe more than a couple, but you probably see, you know, one or two. And then you'll see three or four. And then eventually, by the end of the week, you'll be like, did anybody buy a car anywhere else? And that's the reason I say it, is because you'll become aware of how many people recommend Frontier Motors, having had great experiences with them. Buying good quality used vehicles, you know, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. And they try to make it as painless to buy a good quality used car. That's kind of their culture. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Did you see the story about the skinny house? This is one of the most Florida stories in my mind. I think it's great. You have basically this subdivision that was created in, Jacksonville Beach, I think is the location. Jacksonville Beach. I guess the way it worked is the land was carved up into 25 foot wide and maybe like 100 or 120 foot deep sections. Not thinking that anybody would ever have just one, but thinking that people could buy their width. You know, they would want 100 feet or they'd want 150 feet. Well, in the process, this created like orphan parcels where there would be one parcel of, you know, 15 by whatever, well, actually 25 feet wide by whatever. And so these builders came and bought one in this subdivision where homes are like $700,000. And they thought, let's build a narrow house. Let's build a 15-foot house. Well, the neighbors didn't want it because that, I guess, violated the setbacks, so they had to get a zoning approval. Anyway, the neighbors said no. So they said, oh, okay, well, we'll just build one that's 10 feet wide. We'll build one even narrower. So they built a 10 by 80. They built a double-decker mobile home. It's a garage width wide, and it's even got tip-outs on the side to make it wider in the parts above ground level, because at ground level it has to be so. And anyway, they have tip-outs on the top, like a motorhome would have. $619,000. It's actually kind of beautiful inside. It looks amazing. You think, how can a 10-foot wide? No, it's actually a pretty 1,500 square feet. And they built it out of spite, to spite the people who said that they couldn't do it. Listing price, did I mention that? $619,000 in a $700,000 neighborhood. They had to build extra foundation to be able to make it sturdy during hurricanes because it was so narrow.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The president of Iran is confirmed to be dead in a helicopter crash. Fox's Jonathan Savage.
President Ebrahim Raisi was traveling over Iran's northwest when his helicopter came down amid fog and heavy rain. After a massive hours-long search in mountainous terrain, news came through that he, Iran's foreign minister, and others were all dead. President Raisi was 63.
First Vice President Mohamed Bakber is acting president until elections are held. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is expected back on the stand this morning for more cross-examination at the former president's trial in New York.
Cohen is believed to be the prosecution's last witness. If that is the case, the defense will have the opportunity to begin calling their own witnesses to the stand. If they decide not to, closing arguments could begin as soon as Tuesday.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. This will be Cohen's fourth day of testimony. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne right now. Sun shining. Beautiful morning at 70 degrees right now. Despite some challenging weather for part of the weekend, Pensacola's Navy Days was still able to bring the community and the military a bit closer together.
I think it's a great way to promote esprit de corps, not just within the units themselves, but within the community, creating a unit of one, not just a segmented military and civilian, but military with civilian. It was a great morning this morning, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of great words were spoken, and it's more than just words. You can see the tone in the room, and everybody's just really excited to come together and just blow this thing up and make it even bigger next year.
State Representative Michelle Salzman, one of the many familiar faces at Navy Day's events throughout the weekend. Of course, Friday's gallery night and the night at the Museum Gala drew some big crowds. The 4K race did happen on Saturday morning. And although the parade and fun fest events had to be called off Saturday, the Blues on the Bay concert happened last night as well. Well, the best solution for Milton's next city manager may be an in-house promotion. That seems to be the opinion of a majority of council members after two workshop discussions that happened last week.
The ability of the city to attract someone that I think all of you would look at and say, wow, that's the guy, I think has been further diminished by that experience in the last year.
That is interim city manager Randy Jorgensen, and he hired Ed Spears to be the assistant city manager last month. Now, Spears seems to be poised to be promoted, at least temporarily, when Jorgensen leaves in August. City Councilman Jeff Snow strongly supports that move. He says it would allow the city to save money by not hiring a headhunting firm. A special city council meeting is being held tonight at 5:30. Well, Donald Trump continuing to draw strong support in Florida. A CBS News poll released yesterday shows him leading President Biden by 9 points in the state. As for some of those state constitutional amendments on the ballot, the amendment for the abortion amendment looks like it may be a close vote in November. The referendum needs 60% to pass. And according to this latest poll, it shows it at exactly 60% support. As for the marijuana amendment, that poll shows that at 56% support. Senator Marco Rubio was on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. He said he believes some of the illegal immigrants coming across the border may be terrorists. He said in the last 3 years, over 10 million people have entered the country illegally from all over the world. He said he believes some of those people may conduct terrorist attacks in the country given the opportunity. And how about we wrap this newscast up with some good news today? The first sea turtle nest of the season found on Pensacola Beach. That was found late last week by the Escambia County Sea Turtle Patrol. And they say that nest was a loggerhead nest, which accounts for most of the nests here along our area. They say June and July are the busiest nesting months along the Gulf Coast. They expect to find several more of those nests here in the next few months. 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
David, not seeing too much on our roadways this morning. Traffic is building up a little bit on Davis Highway and Johnson Avenue right outside the hospital. Just some typical morning slowdown. And outside of, if you're on North Palafox Street going north and southbound in between to Hard Drive and Cervantes this morning. If you see anything else on the roadways, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too expensive? It's time you rolled with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Warming up with lots of sunshine, that's the weather forecast as we head through the next couple of days. Here on Monday, we'll keep it in the mid to upper 80s across the area for high temperatures. Some spots could get into the lower 90s. Low temperatures will be in the 70s. High temperatures will continue in the mid to upper 80s for the remainder of the work week. No major chances for rain as high pressure builds across the Gulf Coast. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
Right now, we've got sunshine, 70 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A former OpenAI leader who resigned from the company said that safety has taken a backseat to shiny products. Jan Lakey, who ran OpenAI's super alignment team, said on X that he believes there should be more focus on preparing for the next generation of AI models. This includes safety and analyzing the societal impacts. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman commented on these posts, thanking Lakey for his time and contributions. Government debt has swelled nearly 50% since the COVID-19 pandemic, and it has concern on Wall Street and in Washington. The federal IOU is now at $34.5 trillion, which is roughly $11 trillion higher than in March of 2020. Federal Chair Jerome Powell added that this is something elected officials need to get their arms around sooner rather than later. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 134. That's your money now.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
You don't know what's going on. I just wanted to give you a little taste of the one of eight Palestinian nutcase protesters during the Jerry Seinfeld stand-up event the other day. So, yeah, now this is the reality, is that people are going to show up to your stand-up comedy show and heckle you. And by the way, this is actually kind of a good story, okay? But no kidding, eight different times, people would get up. And in at least one of them, when they got up, somebody gets up and starts yelling and screaming. And, you know, I don't even particularly want to quote from the people, because I think that they are illegitimate participants in what is not a political feedback conversation. You know, like, it's illegitimate. It's defacing. It's vandalism. It's disruptive. It's not legitimate protest. Legitimate protest would be occupying a public space, which would be outside, or, you know, trying to disrupt an event because you disagree with the speaker. Well, I'll say it. It's un-American. Because, you know, Americanism is the idea of respect of other people's right to speak. And that means that if you go to an event where you're paying money and everybody else is paying money to hear somebody speak, and then you try to shout them down, that's, you don't understand the First Amendment. You don't understand freedom of speech. Well, they're using theirs. No, they're not. They can use it somewhere else. They're not entitled to use it in that forum. It's not what that forum is about. And what they're, you know, it's like the same people who gathered outside of the Governor DeSantis event at the Fish House that one time several years ago. And the Democrats at, the park tried to shout down DeSantis. I'm like, oh, so you don't think he has a right to speak? Interesting. That's a fascinating view of the First Amendment that you have. Anyway, so the good news here is that, you know, protester gets up, yells and screams and complains and says, how dare you, and shame and all of that. And then members of the audience tackle him. Which I kind of feel like is, you know, earned. I can't really endorse it because it does seem just a little bit like battery. But there's also a part of me that's like, you know. Has people clapping for the tackling.
I love a little Jew hate to spice up the show.
Now, I know that part's a little hard to hear, but Jerry says, I don't know, it's not such a bad thing. I like a little Jew hate to spice up the show. And the crowd is reacting the way they do, and he says, I'm so sorry, folks. This is, by the way, this video was on TMZ. Give credit where credit is due. Okay, so like I said, they interrupted seven or eight different times. The people got escorted out every single time. The good news about this is that generally the crowd was against the protesters, partially perhaps because of viewpoint, partially perhaps because the nitwits were interfering with an otherwise enjoyable evening of comedy. Jerry Seinfeld at one point told people not to boo them because they have a right to protest. And not in that environment. They don't, actually. That's why you can escort them out, because they don't have a right to protest in that environment. Anyway, eight times we're in an hour and a half show. My favorite part, though. Okay, so guy gets up, screams his mind. Other people tackle him, try to escort him out, whatever you want to call it. And as he's being kind of escorted toward the edge where the ushers are going to get him, think about it. Jerry, David's dying. Do you want to say anything, David? You want to weigh in on this?
I haven't heard a good Jerry chant.
I know. Exactly. Okay, you got Rubio playing in the background there. You haven't heard a good Jerry chant in a while. because it's a double meaning, right? It's Jerry Seinfeld and then, you know, the TV show. It's pretty good. Pretty good joke by the audience. I just put it that way. 6:45 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. So I think it's kind of nice that they got the reaction that they got and that, you know, the crowd was against them. And rightly so. And by the way, something doesn't get reported much on these college protests, which I guess have generally fizzled across the country now or been disrupted. I don't know that they all fizzled on their own accord. But one thing that didn't get reported very often, try to always put things in perspective, is I heard from a lot of people who said something along these lines. You know, my son goes to blank college, or my daughter goes to blank college, and they walk past these people just shaking their heads. Because while the attention is being had by 100 or 200 or 50 or whatever, people camped out in their makeshift shanty tents and protesting or whatever, there's, you know, 10,000 people at that school that are just going to school every day. But who gets the attention, right? Anyway, just a thought. Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading eastbound on 98, right after the Navarre Beach Causeway on your right, you're going to see a lot of traffic building up. Outside of that Walmart there, going all the way into Windhaven Beach, so expect some delays through there. And Pace and Milton, we can see some traffic starting to build up this morning on Woodbine Road at the intersection of Highway 90, clearing up as you get to the bridge. And the intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, looking a little bit backed up, coming in from every direction, so expect some delays if you were crossing that intersection this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. Pensacola Christian Academy, now enrolling 4- and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. Register now at enrollpca.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Pensacola Hardware, we talk about them all the time, is a great place to go get your equipment, to work on whatever improvement project you've got going, or to get good advice. I strongly recommend, you know, you go ask them how to do it, because they've been doing this since, gosh, what, 1851? The oldest business in the entire state of Florida. So they do know a couple of things about institutional knowledge about how to solve these problems. But right now, I think we're probably getting toward the end of it, but they have the end-of-season blowout on heaters and fireplace accessories because nobody needs to heat their home right now. That's why now's the time to buy this stuff because it's on closeout, you know, discount. Fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, Hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, and electric tower heaters. This could be a good, like, Christmas gift to surprise the honey with, but you buy it now and stick it in a box in the garage, and then, you know, you get it out for Christmas, and, you know, she'll be like, oh, that's so cool, because you got it now, and at a discount. You know, extra happy reaction because you did it that way. Anyway, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Make good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats.
Watch it, jerk.
Shut up, idiot.
Moron.
Scab eater.
Butt sniffer.
Yeah. Puss licker.
Fart smeller.
Jitterbug. 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 Jitterbug.
You put the boom.
Would you ever think that a person could get wealthy by writing such lyrics as, "You put the boom boom into my heart"? Or, "Fart sniffer"? My favorite part about that line from The Sandlot is when, you know, the exaggerated sniffing sound. Like, that's the best part. You're calling him the fart sniffer, but you're doing... Anyway, just, you know, sometimes you got to not think through your insults too much. 6:51 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, three Americans are among 50 detained after a failed coup in Congo on Sunday.
The coup attempt in the Democratic Republic of Congo Sunday, led by a self-exiled opposition leader, saw an attack on the presidential palace in the capital of Kinshasa. The leader was killed and his son was one of three U.S. citizens detained. I'm Michael Kastner.
So we'll probably learn more about that throughout
the story.
The
story is one thing. The cadence, though, on that speaker.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we brought him over from another news network. He grew up in the Howard Cosell School of Reporting.
Absolutely. People who use injected drugs to treat diabetes or obesity apparently can increase the risk of stomach paralysis. They say the side effect is rare, but there is a new study out of the University of Kansas now saying that it's real. They say some of those issues go away after you stop using the drugs, but some people have had some serious ongoing issues. And then ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be back on the witness stand today as the former president's trial there in New York is nearing an end. Closing arguments could be as soon as tomorrow.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:52 on News Radio Pensacola. I thought this was interesting. This will probably be our frivolous topic for the day. I just thought this was a fascinating little note. It was a New York Post story, and New York Post is not necessarily the greatest news source of all time, but it is, you know, they often have stuff that nobody else has. And this is one of the stories I saw at the New York Post that I thought was fascinating, talking about something that millennials don't do. And what it said was, millennials only like to buy small purchases on their phone. They do not like to buy large purchases on their phone. You know, they feel like that's a laptop purchase. Like somehow there's some vaguely security risk threshold that you don't want to cross above a certain dollar amount, you know, like ordering Uber Eats on your phone. Sure. Ordering, say, plane tickets on your phone. Oh, hell no. Get out the laptop. So I just thought that was kind of a fascinating thing. Like I said, we might talk about that, but it also apparently is part of a desire to avoid impulse buying. Like partially it's a trust issue. Partially, it's I impulse buy on my phone, and I'm less likely to impulse buy on the laptop. 48% of people say they impulse buy on their phone, millennials. 3% impulse buy on their computers, which I think that's a pretty dramatic thing. But then again, also, have you heard this expression, drunk shopping? Are you familiar with it? $14 billion. In what people assess to be the drunk shopping economy, which is people who have a couple and buy a couple, right? Add to cart under the influence of alcohol. Don't drink and shop. So apparently, and what cracked me up about this was I would think that drunk shopping would be more of a, you know, watching your Netflix and drinking your wine and deciding, and you're not going to go to the laptop, you're just going to have your phone out doing something. Anyway, so I'm not sure how to make sense of all of it together, but I thought that was kind of a fascinating story. Meanwhile, military news, marijuana testing for recruits could go away. The NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, interestingly, this year actually has in it language that testing recruits for marijuana use isn't going to happen anymore. Now, this is not a final. That is the version of the bill right now, but it has to go through a bunch of checkpoint thresholds before it actually becomes law. Interestingly, the language that is in this NDAA mirrors language that Matt Gaetz tried to get added and didn't even get a hearing on previously. So that may be how we get, the end of caring too much about marijuana use in the military, at least as a threshold entrance kind of question. Also, no more space lasers on planes, apparently. Yeah, I know, it's disappointing. But the SHIELD program, SHIELD stands for Self-Protect High Energy Laser Demonstrator. The P is missing, but Self-Protect is hyphenated, so I guess they can skip it. SHIELD is a better acronym than SFIELD. Anyway, the idea here was to mount a space laser. I know, you hear Dr. Evil when you say it. Space laser. On an F-22 or an F-35 to neutralize incoming air-to-air or surface-to-air missiles, as well as maybe take out ballistic missiles that have been fired. So they've been working on this for years, since 2016, and the Air Force basically decided, nah, we can't really pull this off. It's not practical. F-15 was supposed to have it deployed on it for 2024. The problems basically are twofold. Problem number one is the massive amount of power that you need to generate in order to have an effective anti-missile system based on a laser. The second one is kind of more technical. It has to do with the ability to keep the laser on the target in a plane that's performing whatever kind of flight maneuvers it's performing. So you've got the laser has to attack the target and then track the target while the plane is also moving and the target is moving. Not as complicated for a ground-based system as it is for an air-based system. And so they say this is kind of a dead program now. They'd even look into putting it on an AC-130, something like that. That's a little bit slower moving, might be more possible, plus have more platform for the power system. But anyway, that's not there. We have 31 different directed energy programs in the Pentagon in development, about $1 billion a year, but this isn't going to be one of them anymore. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading eastbound on Highway 98, right after the Navarre Beach Causeway, you can see a lot of traffic building up right outside that Walmart there, going all the way into Windhaven Beach and Herbert Field, and a vehicle crash in Mariester causing traffic to back up further heading eastbound after the entrance to Herbert Field. In Milton, we can see a lot of traffic building up, entering the Whiting Field on Langley Street, backing it all the way up to 87, and even backing up 87 heading northbound as well into Langley Street, entering Whiting Field. In Pace, we can see a lot of traffic building up on Woodbine Road, clearing up as you get to the bridge. And in Pensacola, heading northbound on Scenic Highway, that is clearing up after Creighton Road there, the Creighton intersection, going all the way to the bridge, but clearing up as you get to the Pace Bridge, US 90. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Interesting note. Kathleen Passidomo, Senate President Kathleen Passidomo, says that it looks like maybe, fingers crossed, there's a beginning of a stabilization in the home insurance market. Can I get a hallelujah from anybody? This is the first time that she says in years when you have 10 companies have filed a 0% increase and 8 companies have filed a rate decrease to take effect this year. After all the different things that the legislature has tried to do and with the market itself going crazy. And I mean, you know, companies leaving the state, they've also worked to cut down on the number of people that are on Citizens, the kind of insurer's last resort, down about 400,000 policies from January of 2023 through March of this past year. So, I don't know, fingers crossed, maybe. Fingers crossed, maybe. I'll say it that way. All right, time for future news, where we talk about what's going to happen before it happens. Jimmy and I do. When will the Trump trial end? Michael Cohen's on the stand again today. When will the Trump trial end? This week?
Yeah, is it possible to end this week?
Yeah, I think it could.
Okay,
Trump himself testify?
I would love to see that.
Oh, man. There's a part of me that, well, it still wouldn't be televised, so what's the point?
Yeah,
I'm going to say no. Will Ed Spears be picked as the city manager on some kind of an interim basis, or will they go for a headhunter tonight?
They will go for Ed Spears.
Yeah, they will go for Ed Spears. 6-2 vote. And have we turned the corner on home insurance prices?
Oh, I hope so.
I certainly hope so. We'll be back in just a minute talking about the Harrison Butker speech.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.